Seeing none. We need approval of the minutes for February 8th, 2013.
Second.
Move the second.
Floyd.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The next thing is the county township motor fuel tax claim for February 2013.
Move approval.
Second.
Move the second. It's open for any discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Now we're going to county engineer's report.
First item, county motor fuel tax fund resolution. This is for our general maintenance for the year of 2013. Resolution appropriating $828,880. Immediately behind the resolution is the estimate of maintenance costs that we send down to IDOT. You'll see in the middle there a listing of all the day labor materials that we'll be using throughout the year. The biggest one is aggregate, boiler slag, and some crack sealing in there. So our materials runs about $250,000. Up at the top is the breakdown between contract, the materials that you see listed here, and then the labor and equipment. So the labor and equipment, that $225,000 at the top, is basically what we always do when we rent equipment from the motor fuel tax fund, basically to get money over into the highway fund. So that'll be about $225,000 this year. So that's just a switch from one fund to the other, basically, in our budgeting process. The materials is listed there. The contracts, the $352,000. 99% of that will be seal coat oil and striping of pavements on the county roads. So, and this, like I said, will set aside the MFT money for year 2013.
Approval. Second.
Okay, move the second. Now it's open up for discussion. Okay, next one.
Compared to last year, how about the equipment rental? Is that an increase or decrease from last year?
We are doing a much better job. It's the same number we had last year, Gary, but we didn't quite get to that number last year because we weren't doing a good enough job of tracking our equipment and how much we were actually using it. So we're actually on a monthly basis now. All of our equipment has hour meters in it, including all of our trucks. And this is obviously you're renting this equipment per hour. So our mechanics, last day of the month or the first day of the next month, are going around and doing an inventory of all of our equipment, how many hours we're using every given month, so that we can do a better job of getting this $225,000 transferred over to the highway fund. So it's the same number, but we had trouble getting to that number last year.
I'm glad to hear that you're tracking, doing a better job of tracking. The other question I had overall, is it the same or more than last year?
The maintenance?
The total of $828,000. It's more?
Yeah, we haven't done any seal coating in about 3 years because we couldn't find the material that we like to use. We like to use that black boiler slag. We were getting it from Christian County. It was byproduct of a power plant over there near Taylorville somewhere. And whoever had control of that material got into a squabble with the EPA over something out on the East Coast and decided that they weren't going to allow us to have that material anymore. We were getting it for like a buck a ton, something like that. But this place over in Pekin now, Harsco Minerals, they have this boiler slag, and that's what we've been doing all winter. With the lack of snow, we've been hauling material from Pekin over here and stockpiling it. So we're going to do about 25 miles of seal coat this year.
Is that material magnetic?
Probably is. I'm not sure, honestly.
just a sidelight, it does drive land surveyors nuts because it messes up our ability to find iron pans.
Yeah, that's a sideline.
Thank you, Jeff. I'll shut up.
I didn't know you could drive them nuts. I thought they were already there.
Okay, is there any more discussion? Cal, did you have anything to say?
What's that?
I asked, was any more discussion, and I saw your hands move, and I wanted
to. No. Okay. Keep my hands in my pockets. It's okay.
Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next County Bridge Fund Resolution, Section 100966. This is on Maplewood Drive. We fixed the bridge to the north up by the golf course over the last couple of years. This is the one south of there, same ditch, but it crosses the road twice, unfortunately, for us. I applied for and received financial assistance from the Illinois Major Bridge Program in the amount of $1,040,000. This project is due to begin 2015 to 2016, so we need to get this resolution approved and get the engineering going on the bridge project so that we meet all the deadlines. So of the $1,390,000, the county's responsibility is roughly $350,000. This is the resolution for appropriating that money.
I make a motion.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. It's open for discussion.
Of course. Yeah. You knew I would.
Sure, bring it on.
Okay, not long ago that was closed off. Do you think that this will close the road off again, or are we just doing half at a time and you know, close it off again?
Half of a time would increase that job about $250,000. Okay. Hopefully not through the winter. Like it was last time.
You know that's a direct line to the golf course.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
exactly. Do you get a bit of handicap if you...
I get a lot of people stopping in going, when's that road open? Because it did go through winter last time, so I didn't
yes,
know.
Yes, it did, unfortunately. Okay. But this is a similar size project. These are not small
right.
bridges.
Right, yeah. They're,
and there's
yeah.
a walkway on the side that
yes.
we got to replace.
Yeah.
So... Hopefully it won't go through the winter. I'm not going to sit here and guarantee that because you never know what contractors are going to do. But we're not going to build it a half at a time because that's just too expensive.
Okay.
Okay, Maxwell.
Jeff.
Yes.
Engineering has not been started on this structure. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
But we have an agreement. I just haven't had it signed by the chair because I don't have a resolution. But... front offer is the engineer that I have the agreement with to do the work.
Okay. How did you go about selecting the engineer? Is there federal money involved in the engineering?
No. I never used federal money
local.
For engineering.
How did you go about selecting the engineer for the
They project? Did the North Bridge. This is almost an exact replica of that bridge. So
they're going to give us a better deal?
They give us a good deal. I mean, it's like...
a quicker?
Yeah. I mean, you want to have an engineer that's designed the North Bridge, and this one's almost an example of that bridge. Yeah, it should be quicker, should be easier to do. We know if we made any mistakes the first time when we built that one up there, what we need to do.
Thank you.
Alex?
Chris? Just a question about this road in the long term. I mean,
yes.
It always kind of baffled me why this was a county highway in the first place.
We tried to get rid of it before my time. 10, 15 years ago, maybe, there was actually an agreement with the city of Rantoul and the county to basically give this road back to the village of Rantoul, and then they looked underneath these bridges,
mm-hmm.
and they said, we don't want it because those bridges are a $2 million liability to us. And now, I don't know, that was when development maybe was going to happen out there on the north side.
Yeah,
now,
there was a lot of people that bought... land out there north. Actually, it was Rustlers that
mm-hmm.
bought from Fittens out there, and they were going to have a housing development, but that never took place. Now, it is on the northwest side up there a little bit, but that's it. I mean, it just didn't take off.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to see with those shiny new bridges us to just turn around and give that thing away to the veterans.
Unfortunately, the road's almost as bad as the bridges if you've driven the road. It'll
be used to have the soapbox derby down there. My daughter raced in that.
Yeah, it's obviously built at a time when the east gate to the Air Force Base was at the south end of this, and
right.
I assume it had significantly higher traffic counts at one point than it does now.
Yeah.
Not only that, Hobson Drive. That used to have quite a bit of traffic going in and out because that rack actually is a really quick link into 45 to get over to the factories. Go out the back, don't go through town.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's kind of being almost demolished in some ways, and not hardly anybody looks out that way.
So anyway, I guess it's something to think about in the long term. I mean, it's a little disconnected piece.
Yeah.
That we've got to plow and we've got to maintain.
Exactly.
It. It's
mm-hmm.
not as much. I mean, it just seems to be one of those gifts that keeps on
giving.
Gift that keeps on giving. So if we could gift it to Rantoul at some point, I think that would be terrific.
I would love to do that, believe me.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next resolution is appropriating $1.1 million for improvement of County Road 22, which you'll see on your map there is north of Penfield from U.S. Route 136 up to the Ford County line, a little over 6 miles there. That is our last oil and chip seal coat road on the county system. We are going to do a cold in place recycling of the in-place roadway, go about 4 inches deep like we did up on Foodland and Fisher Road, put about 2.5% oil back into the mix, lay that back down, and then come back in with a thin hot mix overlay over the roadway, and it will significantly improve the rideability as well as our ability to maintain it into the future. So we're finally getting this roadway out of the seal coat era into the hot mix era.
Move approval.
Second.
We move the second. Discussion.
Hey again.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You know, when you showed us the map of the roads and the I don't know how to put it there. The quality of the roads and whatnot.
Yep.
Somehow I'm thinking this is probably one of the last few that was in the color that should be changed.
The red?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was our worst road on the
okay.
system.
Okay, thank you.
I think the PCI on this was in the 20s,
right.
And we're shooting for 70s, so
right.
It was way down there.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
Okay, and then item 8.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Before we do the next item, because it could involve a closed session, would the committee consider doing the agenda because we have mm-hmm. staff here tomorrow to mm-hmm. for that presentation?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Go ahead and have a business.
So this is not my gig. It's yours, right?
Yeah.
So if someone, whoever wants to talk.
As we all know, are aware of each other, he provided service. Chris has been providing
Rita,
service.
Could you come on over here so we can all hear better, please?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wouldn't have to turn your head around.
Yeah, it takes the cook out.
I know. There we go.
Special.
Since February of 2011, Chris has been selected as the provider for rural transportation services in Champaign County. They have been providing the service since then. And as we have presented to you, the service has been really good. We have had really good demand for the service at the point that now we cannot continue expanding because we don't have more capacity. However, in July of 2012, we sent to IDOT, as is requested by them, the intergovernmental agreement and the operating contract and the resolution to receive funding again for fiscal year 12. and they never got back to us with any comments or anything regarding the agreements and the operating contract that we sent to them back then. Then in December of 2012, I received a phone call from IDOT telling me that they couldn't approve the agreement that we sent to them because they had comments on that agreement 6 months later. And on those 6 months, we didn't receive any funding to provide the service. Chris has been providing the service without receiving that funding. We started conversations, RPC started conversations with them regarding the changes. And after 3 months, you have the agreement in front of you that was approved by IDOT to go in front of the county board to proceed with the contract and all that. Aside from the agreement, they also requested to have a lease agreement for the 5 vehicles that now Champaign County has in possession that Chris is using, and also to get an ordinance in place to be able for them to proceed providing the funding. It has been a long, long, long process, but hopefully we are at the end of the process.
If they were not receiving funding during those 6 months, what does that do to RPC and their money? And, I mean, are they waiting to get money from us, or are we going to get back funds from this? Or how? Somebody's got to be paid something somewhere
for
this.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I'll move in an omnibus
fashion
the approval of these three on the agenda.
Second.
Sorry.
Okay, so moved and second. All in favor?
No discussion.
Okay.
Oh. All right, I'll do this. Basically, we're just fronting the money because we do have a contract with the county board, RPC, that we've not been paid, and so IDOT owes the county the money, and then the money will pass through once money flows.
Is IDOT? I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought it was James as the next, but no.
Thank you. Has IDOT actually been sending money?
They haven't sent money for 7 months, but we met with them in February in their offices, and they guarantee us that they are going to pay the federal portion. They already approved the payment for the federal portion that they owe, and they are waiting for this agreement to be approved by the county board for them to process the state portion of the funding. But they have been processing now the federal portion of the funding.
I'll clarify, because I think this is important for Rantoul. I think transportation is very important, not just for the economic, because Rantoul needs it. The contract is one issue, but then, and having a contract with the state is one issue, but whether you have a contract and whether to send in money is two different issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, are they sending money because they have a contract, or are they?
They haven't sent any money yet. They are fronting the cost of the service at this time. Chris and Stan James from the county board has been aware all the time of all these problems.
Okay, Al?
No, Diane's ahead.
No, that's okay. With these requests to approve these, what does that change as far as the county's concerned compared to what we've been doing before?
Basically, the changes that they requested were mostly about being more specific on the agreement. Now, if you compare this agreement with the previous agreement, we have a specific detail about the amount of service that they are going to be providing, the schedule of that service, the vehicle lease agreement. Actually, I would say the changes are good because it will make more clear to anyone the relationship between CREES and the county. Do you want to mention something?
Just to let you know, when the original intergovernmental agreement was developed and presented to the county, it was based on a template IDOT had provided us. And once we had passed the intergovernmental agreement and the services started to be provided, we actually worked out a lot of the details that are now in this intergovernmental agreement about oversight, service reporting. We had worked that out amongst ourselves. And it wasn't until this fiscal year that IDOT
said, wait a minute, what are you guys doing? And I said, well, we followed your template. We did what you guys said. And they're like, well, what also are you doing? And we told them all about what we've been doing with RTAG and how we've been doing the oversight and liability and compliance reviews. And they said, oh, we need that to be in the intergovernmental agreement.
Oh, okay.
So, and now they actually this week have sent out a letter, and we believe they're basing taking our intergovernmental agreement and potentially using it for
all the entities that are providing service.
But I will say the one thing that this really did add in, when we started the service, we were renting all our vehicles from Vermilion County, and now we actually have capital assets because those vehicles are built from scratch.
Yes.
So from the
and they are listed here.
Yeah.
Okay, John.
I've always been a little dubious with IDOT. For a lot of reasons. How long are they going to honor this agreement? Is there a time frame on it? Or
we discussed that with them, and what they said is they want to update this agreement annually because could be changes on the number of vehicles, could be changes on the service provided. But they said, they told us that the main agreement, the fundamental portion of the agreement will not be changed now that it has been approved. It's just amending the agreement for the changes in terms of capacity, service, and all that. But so this needs to be done yearly.
The short of that is, though, do you believe that they can't get out of this if they choose to then?
No, I don't think so. Because we have an agreement in place, and it's not just us. All the rural transportation providers have an agreement with IDOT, then.
I don't know whether you've watched television lately or not, but the state's not really good.
I know.
Lord?
Yes. Why haven't this come up in the RPC meeting?
RPC meeting regarding what?
Don't you all have a meeting?
About?
RPC board meet, because I used to be on it.
Yes, we have RPC board meetings, and we haven't talked about this at the RPC board meetings because we have a subcommittee of the county board who is the main entity who oversight this project.
Well, maybe what I'm saying, I'm suggesting maybe that should come on the agenda for that meeting.
For the RPC board meeting?
We have people from this board on that board.
Yeah.
So that would shed some light on what's going on. They could bring it back to us so we know what's going on. Not trying to make a damn life, but efficiency.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, how are the rides? Where are we up to now on monthly rides? I know we're somewhere around 800 or something at one point.
We're pretty much doing about 70 rides a day.
Yeah. 70 a day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it mostly coming out of Rantoul?
They are everywhere.
Huh? It's mostly
I
Rantoul.
Well,
we're going to cut that off. We're going to go to. I'm sorry. No, I think it's wonderful. It's a great service, and we really want to keep it up. And I was not informed. I don't think anybody was informed that we weren't getting any money from IDOT. I think just the communication to the board would have been helpful that we knew that there was some problems with this because you never know what might have happened. If IDOT said, well, we don't want to have this agreement anymore. Now we're stuck with 7 months' worth of payments we're not going to get. So I think we should at least be informed that something like this.
Well, we informed Stan James, the committee who oversees this project. He knows all about it, and he even said, because I talked to him and asked him to come to this meeting, I said that he couldn't, but he said, tell all the county board, Stan James, he told me if they have any questions, please tell them that they can call me and I can clarify whatever questions they have. He has been aware.
Just also to clarify, this is a quarterly requisition that's submitted, so it's a reimbursement grant. An expense. So you have to accrue the expenses before you can get reimbursed.
Yeah.
So that delay is also part of the reason. 3 months for each quarter.
Yeah. Chris?
I just wanted to concur with what Al said. I mean, if the board doesn't know what's going on with this, it's on Stan James, not on these guys, because we have a board. We have a group. The Rural Transportation Advisory Group is the county board and subcommittee that oversees this. So if we're not hearing what's going on with that committee, That's in our house, not theirs.
Oh.
Okay, Maxwell.
Did I hear somebody say we are near capacity with the system?
We are at capacity.
And now what does that mean for us going forward?
Well, we are working with Chris putting a plan together about how we'll be doing the expansions once we get vehicles. We already have submitted a grant to get more vehicles here. Then we are working with them in that plan, and hopefully soon we'll be presenting that plan to the county board about how we'll go about expansions once we get more capacity.
Thank you.
Al?
But will this agreement allow us to expand, let's say, within this year if we wanted to?
It will depend if we get more vehicles.
Do we have to send them an additional
agreement
that they might want to?
It will be just an amendment to the agreement adding the new vehicles that we get.
Okay,
John?
Are there any other areas being served besides Rantoul at this time?
My house.
There are.
Down the street from my house.
Not Gary Maxwell.
Besides Gary's house.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Unfortunately, last week we got a letter referring to the sequester and ending that option. Mm-hmm. However, internally, we determined that we can still continue to keep those same seniors on the whole county service fare. They'll just have to pay the full fare for the service. So we will maintain service to the seniors for the whole county and not close that off to them. They will have to pay $2 each way for their fare, where it was otherwise free for them.
About how many are being served by that?
How many seniors?
Seniors.
Well, I don't have that in front of me, but it's about 300.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are running 20 times a month, and some of them are running once a month. Okay. So if you're running 20 times a month, you're going to adult daycare, most likely. If you're running once a month, you might be going to a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Can you make Gary pay double?
Is there any more discussion? Seeing now, we got all of us for the three, A, B, and C. So, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Getting back to the original agenda. Right-of-way negotiations for Olympian Drive. If we're going to talk about that, we probably need to go into closed session.
I have a motion, sir. I move that we enter into executive session pursuant to 5 ILS 120/2C5 to consider the purchase of real property for the use by Champaign County. I further move that the following individuals remain present: Dave Clark, County Engineer, County Administrator, and Recording Secretary.
Second.
Yes.
Carter.
Yes.
Alex.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
McGuire.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
Mitchell.
Yes.
Discussion. If not, I declare it like an open session.
Down to designation of items to be placed on the consent agenda. I think that's pretty much everything. A, B, C resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next thing is. The closed session minutes, the state's attorney sent a memo.
No, this is one of these.
This is the ones there, yeah.
Oh, it's this one? Mm-hmm. Okay, we need approval. Everybody, you ready? Okay, you go to you.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
We've got a note I think you've all been given a copy of from the state's attorney considering the closed session minutes that we have on hand. To make a long story really short, it refers to the resolution that established the procedure and the individual under the perimeter set forth in this resolution. There is no apparent reason for the minutes set forth below to remain closed. The individual minutes are numbered for the case of reference. And there are five of them. I could read them all to you, or you could read them yourself, but I think we could take mm-hmm. them in an ominous motion if somebody would so.
It's the motion I gave you, Dennis.
You want me to read that whole thing?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it right here. Thank you. Pursuant to the statutory requirements to conduct semi-annual review of all closed meeting minutes, I move that the closed meeting minutes of the Highway Committee be maintained as closed to protect the public interest or the privacy of individuals, with the exception of the minutes from November 9th, February 8th, March 7th, whoops, I should give you the years. I'm sorry. November 9th, 07, February the 8th, 08, February the 7th, 08, June the 6th, 08, and April the 17th, 09, which may now be determined as open session minutes.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
These are all the minutes I think relating to the low. Lowe's when we bought that property down there. Some of them are, anyway.
The only one. I was in March. Here when those minutes happened, and I just don't know that I would vote to.
Yeah, I wonder.
Vote to say there should be open or not. I don't know. What,
how does that work?
Dave. The recommendation is because it follows the kind of board resolution, which you all received a copy of last week.
I know.
Which says that after so much time, after a sale has been executed, then those minutes can be open. But if you have a concern because they relate to the Lowe's and you're in negotiations with them now, you don't have to open them. It's just a recommendation.
Sure.
Okay, well. Did anyone
we got a motion.
Yeah, we got a motion on there, but Deb just said that we can keep them closed. Because this is just a recommendation from the state's accounting.
And you could look at them again in August, or in September, when you have to be better again.
Let's do it. Yeah. I kind of think that makes sense for the discussions that we've had in the past with the Lowe's may reflect on the discussions we're having now with Lowe's.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a motion on the floor, so all we got to do is vote it down if you want to keep them closed. Well,
you got a discussion, too, so it's
important discussion.
Yeah.
So,
if you want more discussion, you can go into closed session to discuss it, because right now you're in open session.
Right.
Call for the question.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're going to vote on the main motion now. All in favor of the main motion, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion fails.
Okay, so then I would request that you make a motion to maintain all the closed session minutes and all the closed
session
minutes.
So moved.
Okay, Alan, well, it's open for discussion if anybody want to discuss it.
Yeah.
Lord?
Yeah, that's what you got to say. Any elected official can't be trusted with classified as shouldn't be on the board. I'm serious about that. You shouldn't leak nothing. You should have responsibility of taking care of the business of this county and not do that. Okay. Now, that's the reason that we could take them home, so the guy that didn't had a chance to read them. Then we bring them back periodically and say this one is gold, this one's gold, boom, and get rid of them.
What we're doing is different now.
Well, but we didn't know about the difference. That's what I'm saying. You get these differences that don't know anything about
all of them, man. That's what Lord is talking about. Okay, so the motion on the floor is that we keep these minutes closed. Okay.
And we review them again in September, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No leave.
That's when we're keeping them closed. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Nay.
Okay, ayes have it.
I just want to read them before I
go. Going to other business.
I just don't know what's in them now.
Any other business?
Actually, I had one piece of other business. Jeff, we had yet another semi-tractor trailer roll over on the 5774 inch the other day.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we put, you know, can we ask IDOT to, you know, put big rumble strips or a sign over the picture of the truck tipping over that says, you know, dumbass, this means you? You know,
well, they've got the signs out there. They just don't say dumbass.
Clearly, I mean, this is just this interchange is just, I mean, you got those recurved ramps on those outer ramps.
Yeah.
And it just, for some reason, people want to slow down. And I think, I mean, there's several of these a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only a matter of time before we get a hazmat incident or some people killed out there. And is there anything we can do to, I mean, I'm sure, obviously, IDOT sees the same statistics that we do, but,
right.
You know, is there anything, as a engineer, do you have any recommendations that we can pass along to them to say, let's try to deal with this? Because that seems to be an anomaly within the county.
Yeah.
An interchange, I mean, obviously it's the biggest interchange in the county by traffic, but
right. There's
an amazing number, to my mind, of truck rollovers there.
Let me, we just got a $900,000 grant for the Dewey Fisher Road, and I worked hand-in-hand with the state safety
engineer
to get that money. And she's actually an old District 5 employee, knows this area very well. That's a safety hazard, obviously. Maybe there's somewhere they can attack it through safety money to get some kind of better sign. I mean, they're not going to redo the interchange.
No, I understand that. But I don't think they should be expected to. I mean, this is a driver. This is a driver incompetence issue.
But I don't know if they've even done a full-blown, like, a safety audit on that interchange to see what other types of notifications they could be doing to keep people from rolling over. So I'll talk to them.
All right, I appreciate it. I think in the long run we're going to need to solve that problem.
Okay. I think put a turnaround there.
Jeff, who is that?
Priscilla Tobias.
I think, in all fairness, I assume you've seen them, but they did put signs up and did put flashy lights.
They got big
on
signs.
The side.
I mean, yeah.
You know, some truck drivers don't make any difference.
I know.
If you put a bear cat up, they love it.
I know. I'm just wondering if that's why I'm just asking. I mean, if there's nothing we can do, then we just, you know, take our chances. But it just seems strange. I mean, you know, I never hear about this. You know, we got numerous expressway interchanges in this county,
right.
And that's the only one where I continually, you know, hear a truck ended up on with the wheels up.
Poorly designed, actually.
Well, it is.
That's exactly right.
Is it double curves in the?
That's IDOT engineering.
Is it an old model?
No.
We don't have the space there to change it.
Well, they just don't have the space. They'd have to link. They need to link the access points.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah.
And change those radiuses, which means land acquisition.
You have to take out Southland and everything else, right?
That was a part of it.
Yeah, I'm not proposing to tear up the interchange.
Right.
You know, are we doing everything we can as far as speed set? You know, do we need any
signage?
Signs? We need something.
Well,
there.
It's an ugly mess. I mean, there's going to be people killed out there, and then they'll have to figure out what to do with it. And I don't know what they have to have more space and then, or move it.
As it's, you know, the truck driver's trying to kill themselves. There's only so much we can do, but I don't want them killing them. I don't want them killing me or a bunch of other, you know, people if they dump a tank of chlorine gas or something off the ramp.
Yeah, that wouldn't be cool.
Okay, I'm going to request to get this here opinion from the state attorney back and give it to Dan.
Okay, I'll do that. Motion adjourned.
You can move in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Jeff, I got one more thing for you, but it's an easy thing.
Uh-oh.